morning, our question today is, when it comes to the building of the sukkah, does it have to be somebody who is obligated in the mitzvah sukkah, has to build the sukkah, or can it be somebody who is not obligated in the mitzvah sukkah? For example, can you have a young child below the age of bar mitzvah, or can you have a woman? Women are not obligated in the mitzvah sukkah because it's a mitzvah sa'aseh shazman grom, it's a time-bounded mitzvah. Or can you have a non-Jew, very common, especially in Israel, if you have a pergola built for you. So the pergola is oftentimes built by non-Jews, and if you use the actual top of the pergola in a proper halachic way as the schach, is that going to be a problem? Do you have to have somebody come and lift up the wood at the top of the pergola, somebody Jewish to do it, or can you rely that it was built for the purpose of a sukkah, but it was built by somebody who's not Jewish? So we're going to start with the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Hey, Sif Aleph, who says as follows: Sukkah af al pi shelo nasi l'shem mitzvah k'shera. Even if you have a sukkah and it wasn't built for the purpose of a sukkah, that wasn't the intention, but it was built on the condition v'hu ha'shitiyah suya l'tzel. It has to be that it was built for shade. It had to be built for shade, a minimum, ideally for the purpose of the mitzvah. But if it's built for shade, that would suffice. So if a non-Jew built it, if a woman built it, that could suffice as well. Aval sukkah shenasis me'elecha psula lefi shelo nasis l'tzel. However, a sukkah that was made by itself. In other words, it didn't have human involvement. An example could be that the schach fell on. You had the sukkah frame built and a palm tree fell off, branches blew off, and they came onto your sukkah. That would not be sufficient. So there are actually two ways to understand this Shulchan Aruch. The first is brought by the Chelkas Yaakov. And he says when it comes to building the sukkah, it has to be built by a person. It has to be built by a person actively involved in the building of the sukkah, and it has to be that it is built at a minimum for purposes of shade. That is the view of the Chalkas Yaakov, and that is probably the pashtus of what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. But nonetheless, there's a second view brought by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that you don't even need human involvement in the building of the sukkah. As long as the sukkah is built properly, that would be the example of the schach that falls onto the roof, onto the top of the sukkah, even though it wasn't done by a person, but as long as the owner of that sukkah has in mind that creation was done at a minimum for purposes of tzel, for purposes of shade, ideally for purposes of a sukkah, that would also suffice. So according to the first view, it has to be a person who builds it, and that person has to have in mind, I'm doing this at minimum for shade. And the second view is it doesn't even have to have an individual, a person involved. It can simply be done. If it happens automatically, it happens in some indirect way, no human involvement. And nonetheless, as long as the owner had in mind that it's for that purpose, he's going to use it for itself, for a sukkah, shade or a sukkah, that would suffice. So based on the second view, you would say in addition that if you don't need human involvement, you can certainly have a katan. You can certainly have a person who is below the age of bar mitzvah build a sukkah. Typically, we say that is a person who doesn't have da'as. They don't have halachic knowledge, doesn't have the halachic wisdom to act. Nonetheless, even if we view that as it's just being built, there wasn't any human, at least above the age of bar mitzvah, human involvement. There was no intelligence, no wisdom, no thought, no das going into the building of the sukkah. But based on Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's view of this halacha, that doesn't matter. It would suffice, and that would be a kosher sukkah. Just to get the bottom line here, the halacha is that mi'ikar adin, we're going to paskin that even if a sukkah is built by a non-Jew, or built by a katan, or built by a woman, it doesn't matter. Even though it's built by somebody who is not obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah, it's still going to be mi'ikar din kosher. Nonetheless, and I'm going to read from the Piskei Tshuvas now, ach lemaisa, hiskimo aposkim. Nonetheless, practically speaking, the poskim are in agreement shlechatchila that in the ideal case, the proper thing to do is ein lesachach. We're talking about the putting on of the schach. That's the ikar part of building the sukkah, the last part of building the sukkah. That should not be done al yedei katan. It should not be done by a minor, a boy below the age of bar mitzvah, v'chein lo al yedei isho, nachri. It shouldn't be built by a woman or a non-Jew. Why? Because we should be concerned about the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that a mitzvah can only be done by somebody who is obligated in that mitzvah. And if somebody is not obligated in that mitzvah, it can't be done by them. Accordingly, the building of the sukkah, according to Rabbeinu Tam, although we don't paskin me'ikar din, but lechatchila, this is what we should do, is that the sukkah should be done by somebody who is obligated in the sukkah. That would be a man of above the age of bar mitzvah, and not via a boy below the age of bar mitzvah, a woman, a non-Jew, but me'ikar din. As we said, that would still be a kosher sukkah, even if it's built by somebody who is not obligated in building of the sukkah. Have a wonderful day.